Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 81 on April 9th, 2014. Well, enough of you wrote in to me to send me very nice comments on podcast number 78 that I thought it was noteworthy. I thought I might mention it. Let me read a couple of them to you. Here's the first one. There are few things I enjoy more than hearing you express how you have evolved and your personal feelings regarding your sexuality and your values. I know I have, as a result of your blog and podcasts. When I wrote about my first pegging experience with a pro, you expressed how I had made a promise and that I was breaking it. Then came Zach into your life, and you evolved. Ah, indeed I did. Indeed I did learn to not judge, because then things can turn around and you can be doing the same thing that you judge someone for. Indeed I did. Here's another one. A short email of appreciation of your passion for pegging, but more importantly, in my view, is the way in which you, with such sensitivity, share your thoughts and experiences in how couples can communicate, listen, explore their desires in a safe way. You know, that is quickly becoming my passion, because the more that I deal with the pegging thing over and over, the recurring theme is being able to tell your partner and hoping that your partner will not reject you, hoping your partner will be down to do it with you and will not judge you. And so, again, the recurring themes over and over are acceptance and lack of judgment. And I see this as such the basic building blocks of relationships all over the place. And what I mean by that is those are the basic building blocks of a good sexual relationship, is acceptance and lack of judgment. Now, obviously, it runs so counter to everything that society throws at us and the box that it tries to put us in. But yes, I'm quickly becoming very passionate about that. I think I'm going to be writing some stuff about that pretty soon. But I really appreciated and enjoyed all of the notes I got, and I'm glad you all enjoyed podcast number 78. Absolutely. Okay, let's move on to the first letter. Hi, Ruby. I was just listening to podcast number 80. Love the podcast, by the way, and wanted to just comment on confused question. She was worried about her husband loving pegging so much that he was going to lose interest in plain vanilla sex. I, too, was worried that my husband would like pegging more than he would want me. I was even worried that somehow he might turn gay. We did try pegging, and he loved it. I also loved it. Loved the power I felt. Loved the pleasure it gave him. Loved the pleasure it gave me. I did tell him about my worries, and he assured me that he wasn't going to love dildos more than he loved me. As we kept playing more and more, we discovered that not only did he like pegging, but he also loved butt plugs. So there are many times when he'll use the plug and still have regular penis and vagina sex, and we both have incredible orgasms. In the end, pun intended, we found that sometimes he doesn't even crave anal, but he always wants me. Regardless of what he wants, anal, PIV, oral, he still needs an outlet for his cum, and it's always me. He certainly could jerk off for his outlet, but if he's wanting to be pegged and he loves me, then he's going to need me. So please tell Confused that she's not alone in her worries, but it's very likely that the pegging that they share is going to open up a whole new level of connection and closeness, and their sex life is going to soar. Happy pegging. And this was sent in by Spicy Wife, who we are going to hear a little bit more from later on in this podcast. She wrote in a couple of notes. That was the first one. And I concur heartily with her information. I think sometimes when you explore new sexual territory, it can be scary because you're really not sure how it's going to turn out and what's going to happen and what to expect. But in the end, I think that the overlying premise that I have for all of this is that toys cannot replace people. Toys are lovely. Toys can sometimes give me a better orgasm than I can have with a guy, but it's not nearly as satisfying on the human connection level, on the sensual level, on the being there with someone right next to you, and also in having my orgasm witnessed or giving him an orgasm. None of those things are the same with just a toy. With the toy, it's the toy and my fantasies, and it can be great, but it never can replace a real person next to me. It really can't. So thanks for writing in, Spicy Wife. I am going to send a note to Confused and make sure that she hears this one as well. Okay, here's another letter. I wanted to personally thank you from the bottom of my heart. In December, I discovered that my husband is bi-curious and seriously into anal play. I knew about pegging, and my husband wanted something to help me help him with his bi fantasies. I started to research about bisexuality, and oh my God, the horror stories I kept running into, and it was really beginning to freak me out. Meltdown Central, let me tell you. Despite all my husband's reassurances, I just couldn't get over this fear that his declarations always having been faithful, of wanting no one else, and that this would stay between us and us alone, were being said just to placate me. It was taking time, and I was starting to feel better, but it was more like resignation than acceptance, despite how awesome pegging in our sex lives had become. Then I found your blog. I started reading, and I was hooked. But even better, I pulled up your blogs and podcasts concerning bisexuality and started reading and listening. Ruby, you have helped me understand this in a way I didn't before, and I can't thank you enough. Almost every last fear, anxiety, and concern was put to rest. As for pegging, let me tell you, that by far has been one of the most fun parts out of all of this. I have loved the pleasure it gives him. The fun and the increased intimacy has been incredible. I now look forward to this journey with enthusiasm and happiness. Again, thank you so much. Oh my goodness, when I received this message, it just made my day, my week, my month. I live for messages like this. It's always lovely hearing from a woman. It's always lovely hearing from a woman who has managed to not just find some peace and acceptance around anal play and pegging and bi-curiousness, bisexuality, but who has found a way to embrace it and enjoy it with her partner. And, you know, to speak a little bit to the whole bi-curious and bisexual thing, one of the things I spoke about on my one podcast that was all about bisexuality is that it's not a black and white thing. So if you're just tuning in now to these podcasts and you're thinking, ooh, my husband has said something about being bi-curious and it totally freaked me out, or you suspect that he might be, and you're looking at it in a black and white way. And what I mean by that is, okay, he's either not going to get any, or he's going to get fucked by a guy, or he's going to fuck a guy. Okay, that's black and white thinking. There are so many ways in between, and the perfect example is this woman and her partner. What her partner wanted was a way to incorporate some of that bi-curious fantasy play into their sex lives so it could speak to that longing in him to have that fantasy titillated, to have that guitar string plucked, you know? So it's not a black and white thing. It really isn't. That can be the only way that a man satisfies his bi-curiosity, and he can be totally satisfied with that, and they can still remain completely monogamous as a couple if that's what they want. So know that, and don't think that if your partner starts talking about bi-curiosity and that he's really curious about what that would be like, that it means he has to go out and experience that in some manner or another. Now, that will be true for some men. But know that there are other options rather than yes or a no. It's not a black and white thing. Thank you for writing in, and I am so happy for you too. Okay, next letter. Hi, Ruby. My husband is in his late 40s, and I'm forever 39, laugh out loud. We have an incredible sex life, and he is so open and willing to let me explore him anally. In my past relationships, none of the guys have been willing, nor really did I love them so much that I really wanted to explore it anyway. None of the guys have been so willing to explore and play anally. That's the end of that sentence after the parentheses. Okay. I suspect they thought that if they enjoyed it too much, they'd think they were gay. Not my hubby now, though. He loves it, and I love it. Your site is a wonderful homage to this pleasure. I even started my own blog, not about pegging, that is aimed at helping couples in my age group add more sexual spice into their lives. I'm going to have hubby write a post or two for the men, imploring them to try it. If you care to see my site, it's at www.spiceupmymarriage.com. Would it be all right to refer back to your site when we discuss the pleasures of male anal play? Absolutely. And I encourage my listeners to go check out that new blog. I checked it out, and you guys have some good stuff there. Some nice pictures. And there is always room for well-written blogs encouraging couples to open up their attitudes about what's permissible, acceptable in the bedroom, and with lots of good ideas. So, and it's also lovely to read a blog written from a personal point of view. Informational articles can be great, but there is nothing more powerful and persuasive and interesting to read than personal viewpoints. So I took a look. It looks great, and I encourage my listeners to go check it out. You're more than welcome to refer back to my site, and thank you for writing in. And she signs it most sincerely, Spicy Wife Nancy. So yeah, go check out their blog. Okay, next letter. Ruby, after listening to podcast number 75, I knew I had to let you know of a really cool toy I received for Christmas. My girlfriend and I have a tradition of renting a nice cabin in the mountains for her birthday, which is a few days after Christmas, and the gifts are always sex or BDSM related. This cabin is very nice and has lots of places to restrain someone as well as torment them till they can handle it no more. This holiday, we had gone shopping at the local BDSM venue, CSPC's Winter Vendor Fair, I'm not sure what that is, and she had gotten one of my gifts there. I had no idea just what it was, but could hardly wait till the time spent in the mountains. Flash forward to a few days before podcast number 75 came out, and we were playing, and she wanted to be the dom this time, and that was totally fine with me, as I had been thinking I needed to experience being the restrained victim. I was instructed to lie back on the bed and relax. She started out with a lot of fingering, lubing me well, then came out the new gift. Very similar to this. Now, at this point in time, I'm going to depart from the letter and describe to you the link that this man sent. What it is it's stainless steel, and there is a ring that is meant to go around the cock and balls, so you put one testicle at a time through it, and then your penis through it. So the ring has another piece of metal that goes down and then at an angle up and has a steel ball on it, and that steel ball is meant to go inside your ass, okay? So then going back to the letter here, but mine has two balls where this one has only one. She fitted it to the base of my cock and then inserted the other part into my ass, then proceeded to do various things to cause me sensations. It was feeling great, and I was responding to her inputs. I thought it couldn't get any better than it had at that point, but I was so wrong. When she started giving me oral and moved her head in a side-to-side motion, the steel balls inside my ass seemed to brush over my prostate, and my ass came off the bed by at least a foot. She thought I was in pain, but she was so wrong, and after I got my breath back, I told her so. She started laughing her ass off, but was definitely enjoying the pleasure she was giving me. Well, a few days later, I download and listen to podcast number 75, and your description of the pressure around the base of the penis and abstinence causing the prostate to be more full of fluid. That sure rang true with me. Wow, what an amazing feeling that was. Oh yes, we'll be doing that again in the near future. Okay, so when I pulled up the link that this guy sent me and checked it out and then kind of did a research for other toys like that, I didn't find one with two balls on it, but I did find a fair amount of them that had that general description of the ring and then the angled up and a steel ball to go inside the anus. I even found one that had the steel ball would unscrew from the end and you could put a bigger one on if you wanted to. I think one of them was called the anal intruder. I mean, there's all kinds of different names for them. But I tell you, okay, that's high up on my wish list. Oh my gosh, that's making me squirm in my chair. That sounds really, really fun because one of my very favorite things is to give blowjobs. and to give a blowjob, and I can just picture how that would work. You move your head back and forth at the base of the cock is making that ring move back and forth, and then the ball moves back and forth over the prostate. This is freaking ingenious. So yes, it's definitely on my wish list. I'm going to be buying that before too long and checking out the sales. So thank you for writing in and letting us know about that and telling the story. And it sounds like you had an amazing Christmas and she had a lovely birthday. Okay, next letter. My wife and I have been pegging for years. She is very petite and most strap-ons don't fit her. I ended up making a custom strap-on for her, but it doesn't work with the double we recently purchased. She loves pegging me, and I find it to be a mind-blowing experience, but sometimes she has to stop midstream and have me penetrate her since we are stuck using strapped non-double toys. I of course oblige her, but I wish we could find a double that works for both of us. It seems the hetero market is greatly untapped in this niche. This is interesting. I'm wanting more information. I'm wanting to know exactly how petite your wife is. Because with the various strap-ons, harnesses, they have measurements. So it would seem to be a small matter to be able to match those measurements up with your wife's measurements. I do recall a long time back getting a message from someone who mentioned their wife was very tiny. I think he mentioned something about she had like a 26 or a 22-inch waist or something like that. Maybe it was even smaller than that. My memory might not be very good on that, but I do recall thinking, goodness, this is like a tiny little person. And it turned out that I think it was Aslan Leather makes a harness that would fit correctly. Part of the thing about the leather harnesses that works well is that you can just put up more holes where the buckles go together, right, in the leather. But also, the elastic ones are made to be fairly infinitely adjustable. Now, I know that's not completely true, but I'm wondering, once again, wanting more information, I'm wondering what harnesses you have tried and why they didn't work and how expensive they were and what brands they were. Because I would start right off checking out a spare parts Jacques harness, calling them up and talking with them and or writing them an email and telling them your wife's very specific measurements. And I suggest that you not just measure her hips and her waist, but you also measure around the top of each thigh, because that is an important measurement as well, interestingly enough. So, yeah, try that, because getting a harness that is compatible with the double is really quite a nice thing. I absolutely recommend that, and I can see where it gets frustrating. If she's someone who can get off with that other end of the double in, then that's a lovely thing. And if there's clitoral vibration on it or whatever it is that gets her off about it, that's totally cool. So yes, the search for the harness, I share that frustration with you that you haven't found it yet. But it seems to me like there are quite a few harnesses out there that would probably be just fine. Feel free, when you listen to this, to send me information about what you've tried and why it has worked or not worked. But I'm thinking there's something out there for you already. So, yeah, get back to me if that is not the case and you've tried a whole bunch and they haven't worked, and tell me why. Okay, here's the next one. This one's pretty brief. Hi, I love your site. One time I asked my wife for anal sex, and she jokingly said, only if she does me with a strap on first. I'm actually really interested in trying this. Any thoughts how to seriously suggest it? I'm kind of embarrassed just to ask. This makes me laugh because it's like, okay, sir, you have a wife who basically practically offered to fuck you, okay? And you can jump on that. I mean, it might have been said as just a joke, but first of all, this is a woman after my own heart. I love this. And I go onto the Reddit boards, and I have said this before, where guys will get on there and go, I want to fuck my girlfriend in the ass, and she won't do it. And I get on and say, offer her a trade and tell her that is she can fuck you with something the same size as what you present, and then you can fuck her, right? Fair's fair. And yeah, I get flamed sometimes for that, but I'm still I still go in there and stir things up once in a while because I do think that it's a wonderful trade. I do think that it's a, you know, seriously a good thing for a man to receive anal sex in order to be able to give it really well. I do think that that's very important. And of course I do, because I'm all into anal play and pegging. And I realize that there's guys out there that just want to fuck their girlfriends in the ass and they don't want to receive any kind of anal play at all. I also realize there's women out there that want to just fuck their guys in the ass and have anal play, and they don't want anything near their own ass. It goes both ways and it goes all over the place. But, sir, let's get back to you. You have a wife who basically opened up the conversation for you. I totally understand if you're embarrassed to ask. I totally get that. But perhaps you could say to her, you know what? Remember when I asked you if I could fuck you in the ass and you said that you wanted to do me with a strap on? I think that that would be a really good trade and I would like to do that with you. I would love to explore that with you. One of the things I want to mention here is that you need to have fairly decent conversation abilities about sex and in bed. I so get that it's embarrassing. I so get that it's hard to ask for what you want, especially when you think you might be judged for what you want. Picture this. I, many years ago, was in a situation to ask for that from both of the husbands that I was married to. And it was so hard for me to open my mouth up and ask for what I wanted. And I got turned down both times, not in a judging way or a cruel way, but in a pretty, you know, significant, let's just close the door on that and I'm not really interested way. And I wasn't confident enough about my own desires to be able to be persistent and to say, but wait a minute, because this really turns me on and I think you might like it and can't we just explore it? So one of the suggestions that I always borrow from Dan Savage is don't present this to her as if you have leukemia. Like, don't present it to her as, okay, there's this totally weird thing that I want, and, you know, I'm really sorry if it's weird, but will you please do this with me? Because that's a major turnoff right there. She presented you with, perhaps joking, perhaps not, sure, if I get to fuck you, you know, maybe just come up and say, you know what you said about that trade about you get to fuck me in the ass if I get to fuck you in the ass? I think that's a marvelous idea. I think we should go for it and go from there. Now, if she balks at it and says, dude, I was just kidding. Come on, let's not go there. That's when you want to start giving her more information about how prostate stimulation is really pleasurable, and it's just as pleasurable as a woman's G-spot, and it's capable of giving you stronger orgasms, and that you would love, love, love to explore that with her. And that it's really okay if she doesn't want to get fucked in the ass, but you would still like to explore the pegging. But of course, only say that to her if you really feel that way. But that is my best advice on how to do that. Most important of all, approach it like it's fun. Like you're excited about trying it out. And women have enough back off about getting fucked up the ass that be careful about that one. Don't push it. If she wants to do it, great. And again, when you get down to it, in either direction, whether it's her exploring you or you exploring her, go slow, so slow. Read the stuff on my website about newbie ass play and go slow, because anal exploration can be so delightfully pleasurable if you go really slow and only do as much as the person really wants. That way, you're left wanting more. I fondly remember the last time I had some guy fuck my ass, and he stopped just shy of when I would have said, okay, I'm done. And I pointed that out to him, and he said, oh yeah, that way I always leave a woman wanting more next time. And so it's almost like the door's open next time, you know? You don't totally overdo it. You don't abuse it. You don't go too fast, too hard, too big. You do what's comfortable, what's pleasurable, and then you stop. And that way they're kind of remembering that as a comfortable and pleasurable thing. So, okay. Good luck, sir, and let me know how it goes. Okay, here's the next one. Ruby, I've found that we've made some progress in getting my wife more interested in ass play. by my requesting that she trim or shave the hair on my taint and around the anus. She's kind of iffy about it because I have a hemorrhoid there and that sometimes makes an appearance. She says I don't have a pretty ass, but I can get her to trim me up, and then it's an easy step to request that she glove up, add some lube, and massage my prostate. We're in our 60s, married 42 years, and lately her libido in general has taken a nosedive, so I'm really swimming upstream with this one. I've gotten her to do me with a dildo and or beads a couple of times, but she's opposed to using a harness. Baby steps, baby. Yeah, I hear that. Sometimes that's the way it has to go. Sometimes baby steps is really the only way to get there. And sometimes it falls short of ever having the whole thing happen. And I don't want to imply that that's what might happen with your wife. I think it's great that you found a way to sort of get her involved a little bit. And I also think it's great that she's willing. And as far as not having a pretty ass, goodness. Asses that are totally pretty happen in really, really young people and porn. And part of the reason they're pretty in porn is because of that disgusting practice called anal bleaching. Oh my God, people, just deal with your bodies the way they are. Don't try and change them to be this hairless, I don't even know what words to use about the whole anal bleaching thing. It's like your ass looks the way it looks, okay? And for women who have had babies, hemorrhoids are common. Even with some guys, sometimes hemorrhoids are common. So yeah, pretty asses, I don't know. That's nice in porn and for people who are really, really young, like in their 20s or whatever. But when you get older, yes, you just kind of deal with what's there. And it's not that it's not pretty. It's just is what it is. I'm glad that she's willing to do that for you, despite the fact that she doesn't think it's pretty. I think it's awesome that she's willing to glove up and massage your prostate. So hopefully, at some point in time, she might be willing to do it with a harness. But if not, you know, be happy for that dildo that she's willing to pick up once in a while. And ask her if there's anything that you can trade her to get her to do it more often. Maybe since her libido has taken a nosedive, what she would want as a trade would have nothing to do with sexuality. But it still might be something you're willing to do. Like, okay, if you want to wash the dishes, you know, three nights a week or something after dinner, sure, I'll do you with a dildo once a week. Who knows? Get creative with your trades, you know. What's important is talking to someone on the level of what it is that you want that I'm not giving you. And sometimes that can be sexually and sometimes it isn't. Like in her case, it might not be. So good luck and nice job on the baby steps. Okay. It's my favorite time, everybody. It is pegging celebration time. And I have to read the first line of this letter before I play the music. It says, "Strike up the band." We are a married couple for 30 plus years. In the past, my wife has played with me anally, only briefly and only with fingers, but I loved it. Many years ago, we talked about getting a harness and dildo for her to do me. Well, years passed and we never did. I found your blog recently and was entranced. You made me realize I could enjoy this without guilt or fear, homophobia, if you will. I feel very straight and can't even think about another guy. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just not me. I believe we love who we love for whatever reason. Que sera, sera. I gotta say, I have a very wonderful, loving woman I intend to keep happy for as long as she will have me. So I recently sat down and had a heart-to-heart with her and told her I wanted to try pegging. She's like, "You have a birthday coming up." Your blog response was perfect timing, too. I showed her your response to my initial comments and showed her the link to your article about newbie ass play. Very informative for both of us. I highly recommend this for newbies. Our preparatory experience was without equipment. I prepared with an anal douche and gave her a glove and lube and braced for the probing after our usual foreplay. It was excellent. First one finger, then two. Ah. I sat prone, doggy style, while she stroked in and out with gusto, unlike previous times. I didn't want it to stop, begging for more with each thrust. I finally came with a wild explosion and collapsed. Strategic placement of towels saved the linens. While it took about a week to actually unpack and use our new equipment, it finally happened. It felt great. I'm still basking in that FF, parentheses, fresh fucked feeling as I write. So we began with our usual foreplay. Fortunately, I had just gotten her some new toys as well. A butterfly kiss and some clitoris sensitizer to try out. To prepare for the grand event, while she played with hers, I had gotten a new small anal vibrator that kept me going. Her toy was a quick hit, and then she was ready to go. We strapped on and strapped in for the ride of our lives. The harness worked well, and the dildo was appropriately sized. Again, doggy style. I don't know why, but that's how I want it to be right now. Only slight pain, then, are you in? Before long, I was thrusting back into her. I didn't even realize she was stroking me as I worked up to a glorious climax that seemed to top all previous ones. Happy birthday to me. As far as the equipment, it performed well, but we both think that we would like to try a double-ended for mutual pleasure. I have gotten great suggestions on your podcast and wish I had tuned in before my initial purchase. She has a birthday coming up. Thanks for all you do and a wonderful website. By the way, I finally heard the literal music in podcast number 73, but I'd like to hear it again, please. Darren. He's fine with us using his name, so wow, that was excellent. And yes, Darren had written in and had a question about some equipment, and he made a comment on my blog, and I replied, and it suggested that newbie anal play article. That is, for anybody starting out, that's really, really good one for any of you. Take it slow. There's only one time when you are going to be able to enjoy all the pleasures that beginning to explore anal play and pegging offers. And if you rush through it and get that equipment and run home and slam it in, you're missing it all. And you're missing the learning curve, which can just make things so much nicer. And each little part of that learning curve can contain so much pleasure that, yes, I always and again encourage everybody to take it slow. Well done, you two. And I was so happy to play the music for you. That his comment, Darren's comment, had to do with me saying, hey, you know, hope it goes well and let me know if I can play the music for you. And it had been a while since I played it, so he was probably thinking, what music, right? So I think he went back and listened to some different podcasts and finally heard the music. And you know what? I have two pegging celebration letters, so I am going to play a little bit more of the music for this one. Is from the woman in podcast number 79. She had a long-distance relationship, and that presented some challenges, but it also allowed them to really explore the whole concept of pegging much more thoroughly before they actually got down to it. And she was the one who wrote in and said she was realizing that there's so much more beyond the stereotypical gender roles. Here we go. Hi, Ruby. I listened to the podcast. Thank you so much for responding, for your wisdom, and for your kindness. Fire up the music. It happened in the wee hours of the morning this past Friday. I would say the beginning was tentative and shy, but we got things moving, and by the end, things were pretty hot. It was not textbook perfect pegging, but it was brand new to us, so we weren't expecting that. Actually, one of the best parts was that we were trying something completely brand new in the bedroom. We have both been around the block a time or two, and it was so nice to feel like newbies again. We were both pleasantly surprised at the results. Overall, the entire experience was intimate and beautiful, and we are in a sweet spot as a couple right now, all thanks to pegging. Thanks again, Ruby. Awesome. That's another thing that I'm so glad that you wrote in and mentioned is expectations about your first time. It's the very first time you're ever trying something. So I always encourage couples to bring a good sense of humor with you, because when you're brand new at something the first time, funny things can happen. And it's good to go into it with a lighthearted, not a lot of expectations, and just see what happens. Go into it with an explorer's attitude to have fun, as opposed to hoping that it's perfect and it's just like that amateur pegging video that you saw or whatever. Because most of the time, that's not the way it goes. And if you allow yourself to really open to the experience itself, as opposed to having preconceived expectations, a lot of times you'll enjoy it more. And I love the way you expressed this about how it was so nice to feel like newbies again. There is some pleasure in that and a lot of excitement. So I am really, really happy for you both. Thanks for writing in. And it was a delight to play the music for you. And with that grand finale, I believe we are done. So you can leave your questions at 805-500-6544, the lonely phone line that no one's calling into. 805-500-6544. You can follow me on Twitter at Ruby_Ryder. I have a Facebook page and a profile. Subscribe to my blog, which has sexy pictures and all kinds of things that never show up on my podcast. I throw articles in there. I put all kinds of stuff in there. You can follow that. And my podcast is on iTunes and can also be listened to directly from on my blog at peggingparadise.com. And if you do the iTunes and you rate my podcast, I would be massively appreciative. That would be totally cool. My stories are now available in Amazon Kindle store for purchase, but the very best deal you can possibly get is to subscribe to my stories with the I Want It All subscription, which gives you a story a month for a year, and it also gives you access to my entire archives of stories, so it's the best deal happening. And that's about it. Anytime, you can write me at ruby@peggingparadise.com. So thank you all for downloading and listening. And as always, happy pegging.